You're listening to Merriam-Webster on the EFT Zone Spotlight.
I'm quite a prolific reader, and I think if you write, I'm a prolific writer, and to write you have to read. So I tend to stack books up on on my bedside table, and the one that I'm most heavily into right now is Arjuna Ardas' The Translucent Revolution. The subtitle is How People Just Like You Are Waking Up and Changing the World. And it has an interesting premise about we have an epidemic of sanity. Not an epidemic of insanity, but an epidemic of sanity that's going on. And this, what he calls the Iago trance, that we have a pervasive sense of lack and a sense of separation from each other, and that we're very addicted to feeling like we can fill that void with work, sex, drugs, food, whatever, and that we're all very much afraid and suspicious, and we live our life as a series of strategies. You know, how do I get from A to B? How do I navigate my relationship with XYZ, etc.? And it's very, very fascinating. I highly recommend it for any energy therapist, coach, psychotherapist out there, and just, you know, plain old people in the world, whoever you are, wherever you are. It's a great book if you are waking up and evolving yourself. Another one that I have really gotten a lot out of, that I'm doing a lot of rereading right now, is Eckhart Tolle's A New Earth and the Power of Now. I think most people have heard of those books, but they continue to have rich gems for me. Every time I crack them open, you know, it's something different. I just read Eckhart Tolle said the other day about if you become defensive, know that you have identified with an illusion. And if you're always defending an image, who you really are is beyond being attacked in any way. So if you're defending an image, I am a successful business person, I am a proud mother, I am a, you know, even images that are good, then you're identifying with illusion. And that's something that, because I'm on my own journey, spiritually, emotionally, and what have you, I'm still struggling with defending image because it's so much a part of the business world. And the world of psychology is pretty much a lot about image and what you project to the world. And of course, I'm reading Freedom at Your Fingertips. I had this little incident with my back last week, and I was reading, again, Gwen Bonnell's excellent chapter on pain management. People ask me, do you read your own book? And of course. Maybe I don't read my own chapter, but the other authors are such a rich weave of excellent advice and just absolutely rich with experience. So that's one book, again, I go back and reread and reread. Whenever anything crops up I'm dealing with, I'll pick out the appropriate chapter and go read it again, and I'll get fresh, new approaches and information. You always get something new from a book like that. Another thing I'm reading is User's Manual for the Brain and Source Book of Magic, which are NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming books by L. Michael Hall. They are about how to craft your own inner environment. And they're really, really good. They're full of processes you can use. These are for advanced NLP practitioners. But pretty much anybody can get into this kind of thing. And this is also what I teach in the Certified Energy Coach program. We use a lot of that kind of processes. And the one fun book I'm reading is 1215, The Year of the Magna Carta. And that's just about what life was like in the 1200s. And it's amazing because they have records, of course, that go all the way back then. To that point in England. And that and The Attractor Factor by Joe Vitale are my two fun books to read. My business bookcase, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15, 25. That's about it for right now. My goal is to empower each individual I work with by introducing them to tools that help them help themselves and reduce dependence on external sources for total effectiveness in their lives. What do I mean by external sources? a lot of times we rely on others for validation, rely on others to say that we're okay. We rely on others to say that, okay, a job's finished now. You can just stop. Rely on others to be the person that we want to be. And that's not an empowered way to live. Too much I see people living from therapy appointment to therapy appointment or investing their coach with all their power. If the coach says no, the person won't do something even if they really want to. That's the kind of dependence I'm talking about, as well as dependence on what other people think of us. A dependence on limiting beliefs inside of us that are no longer useful, and so on. This kind of dependence, there's not a person in the world, including our most powerful leaders and spiritual teachers, that don't have something still to work on. The Dalai Lama says that's why he's still in the flesh, because he's still working on himself and on liberating himself as well as other beings. My intention in bringing EFT and energy psychology, energy coaching to the public is to free the world from suffering, to liberate and enlighten everyone, especially those who don't believe that they can be empowered. I came from a history of extremely strong women who fell into places of disempowerment and stayed disempowered. Some of them survived and triumphed, and some of them didn't. My mother died believing that she was not a good person and would not go to heaven. And this was a person who was widely referred to by my friends as the saint. When you have someone who is that good and that pure and that beautiful believing that they are worthy of damnation, that just tears my heart apart. And when EFT can provide such liberation, it's my mission to get this out there for that reason. And the best way that I can do that is to teach the teachers, because each teacher, coach, or therapist that I work with works with so very many more people than I could ever reach on my own. There is a way also that I like to teach. I'd like to share now that we call dedicating the merit of each session. Whenever you do an EFT session for yourself or with someone else, if you're working with a client, you can say something to the effect of this: may the benefit of this act and all acts be dedicated to the complete liberation and supreme enlightenment of all beings everywhere, pervading space and time. So it is. May the benefits of practice, ours and others, come to fruition, ultimately, immediately, and we remain in the state of pure presence. This has the effect, whether you say it aloud or silently, of giving the good in whatever you've been doing, whatever method you've been practicing, to all others in need. My websites you can find out more on are MerriamWebster.com, QuantumFlow.com, and CertifiedEnergyCoach.org. There's a lot of goodies if you want to sign up for my newsletter, so be sure to do that. We have monthly borrowing benefits for gatherings, the Energies of Transformation, where we share EFT and other energy therapies. And my final message to every one of you listening is that each and every one of you is an amazing and tremendously valuable collection of gifts and riches, all of your own. Those are gifts and riches I don't have, and neither does anyone else, because they come from your own unique life experience and wisdom. Please understand that you are a tremendous gift all by yourself, just as you are, without any enhancement, without needing to take another class or get another certification or read another book. You're enough, and you're a divine gift to the entire world. Please know this. There's a Tibetan Buddhist meditation that's very powerful for those who wish to help themselves and others that I'd like to end with. And it reinforces the law of attraction that stipulates what you want for others you will have yourself. May I know peace and the roots of peace. May all beings know peace and the roots of peace. May I know freedom from suffering and the roots of freedom. May all beings know freedom from suffering and the roots of freedom. May I know truth and the roots of truth. May all beings know truth and the roots of truth. May I know love and the roots of love. May all beings know love and the roots of love. I honor the place within you which the entire universe dwells. I honor the place within you which is of love, of truth, of light, and of peace. When you are in that place in you and I am in that place in me, we are one. I bid you peace.
You've been listening to Merriam-Webster on the EFT Zone Spotlight. If you'd like to know more about Merriam, her websites are www.certifiedenergycoach.org and www.quantumflow.com. Thanks for listening to the EFT Zone Spotlight on Merriam-Webster.